Hello, friends. We are reading the articles of Habash. What is For I Have Hardened His Heart in the Work? The study material is on the sites in Sefer Torah and Yaravut. You can send questions through the sites. Anyone asking here in the hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. The writings of Rabash, article, What is For I Have Hardened His Heart in the Work?
בזוהר בשלח כתוב שם וזה לשונו. ואמר רבי יצחק, לא מצינו מי שחיזק את ליבו לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא כפרעו. אמר רבי יוסי, הרי סיחון ואוג חיזקו גם כן את ליבם.
It is written in the Zohar, Rabbi Yitzchak said, we did not find anyone who hardened his heart before the Creator as Pharaoh. Rabbi Yossi said, but Sichon and Og also hardened their hearts. He replied, this is not so. They hardened their hearts against Israel, but they did not harden their hearts against the Creator, as Pharaoh hardened his heart against him, for he saw his might and did not repent.
שהם לא חיזקו את ליבם לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא או שחיזקו את
We should understand the difference between not hardening their hearts before the Creator or hardening their hearts against Israel. After all the hatred that the nations feel toward Israel is only because they are the Creator's people. As our sages said, what is Mount Sinai? It is that sin'ah, hatred, came down to the idol worshippers.
To return to the topic, meaning concerning the hatred of Israel, Pharaoh hated the people of Israel and wanted to enslave them. Moses came as a messenger of the Creator, but he wouldn't listen and said, Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Sichon and Og also hated Israel. But what is the difference with respect to Israel? The reason why they hate Israel. Did Sichon and Og harden their hearts because the people of Israel was unimportant? And this is why they hate them? Or did they harden their hearts against the Creator? If the Creator was unimportant in their eyes, and this is why they hated Israel. In that case, what is the difference between, with respect to Israel? We should interpret the above words of the Zohar in the work. We need to know that there are two obstructors standing opposite a person and not letting him cross the barrier and achieve love of the Creator. Since man is born with a desire to receive for himself and cannot do anything without a prophet.
I know.
That is, one can relinquish self-reception in order to bestow something upon someone if this gives him emotional satisfaction. In that case, he can relinquish self-reception. For example, a person can work for an important person. If, say, the Admo of Lubavitch comes to the airport with a suitcase, gives it to one of his followers, and gives him $100 for his work, certainly the follower will not want to receive the pay from the rabbi and will give it back to him. If the rabbi should ask him, why don't you want to receive it? Did I pay you too little for the work? If I had given an ordinary porter $10, he would have been happy. Why don't you want to take it? The follower would reply, my privilege of serving the rabbi is worth to me more than any fortune in the world that the rabbi might give me.
שווה יותר מכל הון דעלמה שהרבי ייתן לי. רואים אנו,
we therefore see that one can work for an important person without any reward.
ומשום זה,
for this reason, when one comes to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bestow, he can certainly relinquish self-love for the sake of the Creator. At that time, what does the obstructor to the work of the Creator do so that one will not be able to walk on the path of the Creator? He does one thing. He does not let a person depict the greatness and importance of the Creator. It follows that all the strength that the Sitra Acha, other side, has is against the Creator. He tells him, the Sitra Acha tells a person, I know you are very powerful, meaning you can overcome your lusts, unlike weak-minded and soft-hearted people. You are the strongest of the strong. However, the reason why you are not walking on the path of truth is that the goal is not so important to you, to make you annul yourself for it. With this force, it obstructs him from achieving the goal. This is what the Zohar says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. We did not find anyone who hardened his heart before the Creator as Pharaoh. That is, he did not appreciate the Creator and said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? This is the first obstructor. The second obstructor is that when one sees that he has overcome his arguments, goes above reason, and does not regard what it tells him, then he comes with a complaint against Israel. That is, one who wants to walk on the path of the Creator is called Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, which is directly to the Creator. This means that he wants all the actions that he does to rise straight to the Creator and does not want to have any other intention. For this reason, what does the other obstructor do? He degrades the Israel in him and tells him, the Israel in you is very weak, both in skill and in strength to overcome. You have a weak character, and this way you want to go. For all the works are only for the Creator, can be demanded from an Israel who has all the required qualities, namely good education, skills, and the courage to fight the evil in him. He can walk on this path, but not you. Thus, by what does he obstruct him? He no longer speaks to him about the importance of the goal, as with Pharaoh's argument, who disputed the importance of the goal. Rather, he tells him that the goal is very important, but you are not important enough to be able to walk on such a lofty path. So, walk on the path of the general public, and you do not need to be exceptional. Only this way is suitable for you. Likewise, we find in the Zohar concerning the spies. And they returned from touring the land. They returned, meaning they returned to the bad side, returned from the path of truth, saying, what will we get out of this? To this day, we have not seen good in the world. We have toiled in the Torah, and the house is empty. Who will be rewarded with that world? Who will come and be in it? It would have been better had we not toiled so. We labored and learned in order to know the part of that world, as you advised us. It is also flowing with milk and honey. That upper world is good, as we know in the Torah. But who can be rewarded with it? However, the people are strong, meaning the people that has been rewarded with that world is strong, not considering the rest of the world at all, to engage in it, to have great wealth. Who can do so and be rewarded with it? However, the people are strong. The rich man answers roughly. And we also saw the descendants of the giant there, meaning you need a body as strong and as mighty as a lion, since the Torah weakens man's strength. It follows that the argument of the spies, according to the interpretation of the Zohar, is that Israel is unimportant, as we explained that it is similar to the argument of the second obstructor, meaning that all the hardening is against Israel. By that we can interpret the difference between Pharaoh's argument, who hardened his heart against the Creator, and the argument of Sichon and Og, who hardened their hearts against Israel. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Meaning that all his strength was to lessen the importance of the Creator, as it was said that he is the first obstructor. Sichon and Og, however, hardened their hearts against Israel, meaning to lessen the importance of Israel, which corresponds to the second obstructor. To this, meaning to all those arguments, there is no other tactic but to walk on the path of faith above reason, disregard their arguments, and trust that the Creator has, that He can help everyone, and there is no force that can resist the power of the Creator. So we should trust the Creator to help. We find such as this in the Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Pharaoh was wiser than all his sorcerers. In their entire sight, he did not see that Israel would have redemption. And Pharaoh did not think that there is any other tie of faith that governs all the forces of the Sitracha. This is why he hardened his heart. It follows from the words of the Zohar that Pharaoh means within reason, that rationally, it is impossible to exit their authority unless through the power of faith above reason. For this power cancels all the powers in the world.
What do we have to say about this article?
Ken.
Yes.
The
first obstructor is described in the article quantitatively much less than the second obstructor. So it's difficult to analyze. The first obstructor says that the creator is not important. And Rambash doesn't elaborate what it means that the creator is not important. Afterwards, he explains more why Israel is not important. I couldn't understand why it's difficult to explain why the creator is not important.
Okay, more? Any more impressions from the article? Yes?
We have to
strengthen ourselves in faith, greatness of the Creator, and strengthen ourselves in faith. Above reason, there is no other way. That's what I understood.
Yes.
When we're lacking greatness and importance of the goal, and a relation from the upper one, and we have doubt regarding connection, so all we have left is to hold our hands and walk into the articles, into the instructions on the path.
Good.
Okay.
Is that good?
That's it.
Again.
Yes.
Omer lanu al inyan ha'emuna lemala me'adat.
He tells us about faith above reason. That rationally it's impossible to emerge from their control, meaning Pharaoh and all the obstructors, but only through faith above reason, because this force cancels all the forces in the world, all the powers in the world. So faith above reason is probably the most powerful force in reality, so much so that it cancels Pharaoh. On the other hand, as powerful as his force is, Bala Sulam writes us elsewhere that we can use it any minute without any effort. Don't remember exactly where.
How can that
be? If this force is so powerful that it can defeat Pharaoh, then how can it be so accessible and available?
We probably have another problem against that, which although this force is accessible and opportune to us, on the other hand, we have great difficulty to connect to it and use it.
Ken.
Yes?
Todav, Boker Tov.
Thank you, good morning. Pharaoh lives within our minds. And Pharaoh goes against the Creator. So when we rise to faith about reason, something that connects to you, lets you see. So that's phase one. But phase two is when you see his magnitude. Then you need the friends, because then you'll say, how can I? And here the society comes in, the general collective unity. This is why there he elaborates more, so that we would focus on that.
Ken.
Yes.
אפשר להגיד ככה ש דעת זה תוצאה.
We can say that reason is a result of a returning feeling in this world. Faith is a feeling that returns from the next world, straight to the Creator.
Is
zero root. Paro was a record of 0-1. It doesn't know what the Creator is. Havaya is. It's in the spiritual phase of this world. Sichon and Ogar in the corporeal phase. They don't know anything about spirituality.
We hear. Okay.
Thank you.
Ken.
רב, השארתי עם שאלה, אם אפשר לדבר על המרגלים.
Have I remitted with a question?
שהארץ היא באמת זבת חלב ודבש.
טוב הוא עולם העליון. Land is flowing with milk and honey. That upper world is good, but who can be rewarded with it? Why? Because if their goal is to deter a person, it makes sense that they should say that the land is not flowing with milk and honey, but is full of thorns. So why do they say that it is worthwhile to reach the land of Israel, but it's impossible? Why?
דרך ללוות את האדם.
They have a way to accompany a person, and where the goal is nice, but there's a long way to it.
How does it contribute? What does it contribute?
What it contributes is that it's not that the spies want completely to cancel the action of the people of Israel. Rather, they want to bring them to degrees in which they will get stronger.
So
they build in us the overcoming of the faith above reason?
Yes.
Ratzon kenegdo.
A desire that comes against it.
What? Zero.
More?
Ken.
Katov Torah mateshet kochosher.
It is written that the Torah weakens a person's strength. So the question is, the light is supposed to give strength. Why does it say that it weakens a person?
Because this speaks about those cases where we need to turn to the Creator and find in Him our foundation. And then, therefore, what the Torah does is it shows us how we have zero forces on our own, and that we have no choice but to turn to the Creator. Okay? Yes.
I understood that the importance is a mechanism by which I can increase my desire for the Creator and lessen my connection to Pharaoh. That I can... This mechanism inverts my desires, my thoughts. So it's an instrument I can use.
Okay. Yes.
כן, גלעד.
Yes, גלעד.
דווקא מאמר עולה שאלה, מה אומר בכלל פרעה?
From the article, there is a question. What is Pharaoh saying? Is he saying that there is no creator, only the will to receive?
מה הטענה שלו?
What is his argument?
או שיש כזה דבר, אבל אי אפשר להגיע אליו.
Or there is a creator, but you can never reach him.
לא, זה מרגלים כך אומרים.
No, that's how the spies say it.
So what does Pharaoh say? There is no such thing.
Why?
The will to receive is the only ruler and don't look for anything beyond it, besides it?
Let's say.
Because he says, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?
Yes.
So maybe he says, there is such a thing but you cannot obey it. What exactly is Pharaoh saying there?
It's written in the Zohar, and Rabbi Yitzchak said, Pharaoh was wiser than them all, and in order, in every step they had, he did not want them to have redemption for Israel. And Pharaoh didn't think there was a connection, another connection of the nation that controls all the forces of the Sidracha, and therefore he would harden his heart.
Yes.
Meaning we need to go against Pharaoh, as he doesn't let the heart feel the greatness of the Creator and to bow before him, before the Creator.
So his argument is that the heart is...
This is the argument that's in the Zohar, because in the Zohar it talks about the matter of Pharaoh is within reason, where from the side of the reason and the intellect there's no way to come out of their control, but only in the force of faith above reason, where this cancels all the forces in the world, then you can emerge out of Egypt. Only with the force of above reason, of faith above reason.
So it's an intellectual force. It says, I don't see anything beyond, so it doesn't exist?
Yes.
So what does it mean, harden his heart? What is Pharaoh saying with respect to the heart?
If so, we need to read it again. You're not asking those questions.
Returning
to the article, he who hardened his heart. It is written in the Zohar. Rabbi Yitzchak said, we did not find anyone who hardened his heart before the Creator as Pharaoh.
Rabbi Yossi
said, but Sichon and Og also hardened their hearts. He replied, this is not so. They hardened their hearts against Israel, but they did not harden their hearts against the Creator, as Pharaoh hardened his heart against him, for he saw his might and did not repent. We should understand the difference between not hardening their hearts before the Creator or hardening their hearts against Israel. After all the hatred that the nations feel toward Israel is only because they are the Creator's people. As our sages said, what is Mount Sinai? It is that sin'ah, hatred, came down to the idol worshippers. To return to the topic, meaning concerning the hatred of Israel, Pharaoh hated the people of Israel and wanted to enslave them. Moses came as a messenger of the Creator, but he wouldn't listen and said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Sichon and Og also hated Israel. But what is the difference with respect to Israel? The reason why they hate Israel. Did Sichon and Og harden their hearts because the people of Israel was unimportant? And this is why they hated them? Or did they harden their hearts against the Creator, that the Creator was unimportant in their eyes? And this is why they hated Israel? In that case, what is the difference with respect to Israel? We should interpret the words, the above words of the Zohar in the work. We need to know that there are two obstructors standing opposite a person and not letting him cross the barrier and achieve love of the Creator. Since man is born with a desire to receive for himself and cannot do anything without a prophet, that is, one can relinquish self-reception in order to bestow something upon someone if this gives him emotional satisfaction. In that case, he can relinquish self-reception. For example, a person can work for an important person. If, say, the Admor of Lubavitch comes to the airport with a suitcase, gives it to one of his followers, and gives him $100 for his work. Certainly, the follower will not want to receive the pay from the rabbi and will give it back to him. If the rabbi should ask him, "Why don't you want to receive it? Did I pay you too little for the work? If I had given an ordinary porter $10, he would have been happy. Why don't you want to take it?" The follower would reply, "My privilege of serving the rabbi is worth to me more than any fortune in the world that the rabbi might give me."
שווה יותר מכל הון דעלמה שהרבי ייתן לי. רואים אנו שבעבור אדם חשוב,
we therefore see that one can work for an important person without any reward. For this reason, when one comes to engage in Torah and mitzvot, commandments, in order to bestow, he can certainly relinquish self-love for the sake of the Creator. At that time, what does the obstructor to the work of the Creator do so that one will not be able to walk on the path of the Creator? He does one thing. He does not let a person depict the greatness and importance of the Creator. It follows that all the strength that the Sitra Achra has is against the Creator. He tells him, "I know you are very powerful," meaning you can overcome your lusts, unlike weak-minded and soft-hearted people. You are the strongest of the strong. However, the reason why you're not walking on the path of truth is that the goal is not so important to you, to make you annul yourself for it. With this force, it obstructs him from achieving the goal. This is what the Zohar says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. We did not find anyone who hardened his heart before the Creator as Pharaoh. That is, he did not appreciate the Creator and said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey His voice?" This is the first obstructor. The second obstructor is that when one sees that he has overcome his arguments, goes above reason, and does not regard what it tells him, then he comes with a complaint against Israel. That is, one who wants to walk on the path of the Creator is called Yashar Kel, straight to God, which is directly to the Creator. This means that he wants all the actions that he does to rise straight to the Creator and does not want to have any other intention. For this reason, what does the second obstructor do? He degrades the Israel within him and tells him, the Israel in you is very weak, both in skill and in strength to overcome. You have a weak character. And this way, you want to go where all the works are only for the Creator, can be demanded from an Israel who has all the required qualities, namely good education, skills, and the courage to fight the evil in him. He can walk on this path, but not you. Thus, by what does he obstruct him? He no longer speaks to him about the importance of the goal, as with Pharaoh's argument, who disputed the importance of the goal. Rather, he tells him that the goal is very important. But you are not important enough to be able to walk on such a lofty path. So walk on the path of the general public, and you do not need to be exceptional. Only this way is suitable for you. Likewise, we find in the Zohar concerning the spies, and they returned from touring the land. They returned means that they returned to the bad side, returned from the path of truth, saying, what will we get out of it? To this day, we have not seen good in the world. We have toiled in the Torah, and the house is empty. Who will be awarded that world? Who will come to be in it? It would have been better had we not toiled so. We labored and learned in order to know that part of the world, as you advised us. It is also flowing with milk and honey. That upper world is good, as we know in the Torah. But who can be rewarded with it? Indeed, rather, the people are strong, meaning the people that has been rewarded with that world is strong, not considering the rest of the world at all, to engage in it, to have great wealth. We can do so and be rewarded. Who can do so and be rewarded with it? Indeed, that people is strong. The rich man answers roughly, and we also saw the descendants of the giant there, meaning you need a body as strong and as mighty as a lion, since the Torah weakens man's strength. It follows that the argument of the spies, according to the interpretation of the Zohar, is that Israel is unimportant, as we explained that it is similar to the argument of the second obstructor, meaning that all the hardening is against Israel. By that, we can interpret the difference between Pharaoh's argument, who hardened his heart against the Creator, and the argument of Sichon and Og, who hardened their hearts against Israel. Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice? Meaning that all his strength was to lessen the importance of the Creator, as it was said that he is the first obstructor. Sihon and Og, however, hardened their hearts against Israel, meaning to lessen the importance of Israel, which corresponds to the second obstructor. To this, meaning to all those arguments, there is no other tactic but to walk on the path of faith above reason, disregard their arguments, and trust that the Creator will trust the Creator that He can help everyone, and there is no force that can resist the power of the Creator. So we should trust the Creator to help.
לבטוח בהשם שהוא יעזור. וכן זה מצאנו.
We find such as this in the Zohar. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Pharaoh was wiser than all his sorcerers. In their entire sight, he did not see that Israel would have redemption. And Pharaoh did not think that there is another tie of faith that governs all the forces of the Sitra Acha. This is why he hardened his heart. It follows from the words of the Zohar that Pharaoh means within reason, that rationally it is important to exit their authority, unless through the power of faith above reason. For this power cancels all the powers in the world.
יש מה להוסיף? בבקשה.
Anything to add, please?
רבש פה מתאר מצב שבן אדם...
רבש is describing a situation where a person begins to feel the state of Egypt, the who and what questions against the Creator, against Israel, as he describes. What's not clear is the advice of Rabash. Go above reason. Here in Egypt, in the will to receive, in order to receive, now he discovered that he is there. With what force does he rise above his reason?
Meaning how do we connect ourselves, bind ourselves to the force of faith above reason? So it will correct us. Actually, as we see from all the sources, it's the force of prayer. And there's no more than that.
Yes.
The force of prayer is a request to receive strength, but in practice, he cannot work above reason, as he writes. Let's go above reason.
Of course, there is no force. He has no force above reason. He starts from being in zero.
Kent?
Yes? Other advices?
No.
Yes?
Concerning above reason, does a person activate it when he has importance of the goal or when he doesn't have it? Importance of the Creator. When he has importance of the Creator, of course. Question. So, if the Creator opens his importance to me, I'll be able to serve him. If it doesn't open, I won't be able to serve him.
Yes.
So that's the law in nature. So what does a person do if he doesn't have importance? Where's the above reason here? What is he activating when he doesn't have importance?
The question is in place. Okay.
Vale.
Yes.
Similar question. He says that he doesn't let us depict the importance. Why does Rabash say that he obstructs us from depicting the importance and greatness of the Creator? What in our work is the act of depicting the importance of the Creator?
That's what should save us.
It's as if there's an intermediary degree between faith above reason and within reason, where the Creator is hiding. It's hidden. There's like a half degree called depicting importance. Is this our work? Do we have work in this?
Yes, of course.
Yasham Kent.
הוא כותב במאמר על שתי כוחות ש...
He writes about two forces that seemingly make a person act. One is the importance of the goal, and two is that he doesn't have the strength. Can we receive these two forces only in the ten? One, the ability, and two, the importance of the goal.
Of course we can, through these things, emphasize them and make them stand out more. Yes.
Turning to the Creator. When a person turns to the Creator, what is the condition for this plea to work?
It all depends on a person and the Creator. As it's written, make your will as His. And then the Creator, in return, makes His will like your will.
And does it depend on a person's going above reason? So first he needs to go above reason, and then comes the plea to the Creator, or...
I feel
it does turn into the Creator can be regardless.
Even then.
But in going above reason, a person says, I don't want to receive anything. I don't want it to be filled. That state is intolerable. You can't stand it. We constantly look for some filling quickly. So, in that state, when you're searching for a filling and you stop it, on that, should the plea to the Creator rely and sit? If it sits on that, will the plea to the Creator be more intense?
Okay. It depends on what state. Yes and no.
Okay, another question about turning to the Creator. You said before, if I understood correctly, that it works if a person becomes helpless, hopeless about his own strength. To come to that hopelessness and helplessness, can we do that without making efforts? In any situation, you're given all kinds of possibilities to act. You have to use these opportunities. You can't not do them. They're unpleasant, yes. But you have to do everything that is given to you from above. You try it physically, and if you fail, after you fail, you come to hopelessness, and then you turn to the Creator. And does the plea work then?
Yes.
Okay, so plea is like a process, like a command in a computer, that you have to get to a threshold and then it works. If it didn't work, it means you haven't tried enough.
Correct. Yes.
Is the article implying that in exile we see the purpose of reason through wisdom and not through knowledge and not through intentions, and in spirituality it comes from canceling the reason in order to be like the light? But that's impossible when you regard this world as the world of action, where we fail, where the spies accuse the friends and accuse Israel and slander them.
Yes, it's worthwhile to think about it. Tzvika, what's wrong with you? You're usually there somewhere.
No.
Good morning, friends.
תראי, אני קורא, מה שאני קורא, יש פה הרבה כיתור, מה שנקרא, העם היהודי ידוע כקיתורציה, מקטרים, כל הזמן מקטרים. יש גם את הקטע שמגיעים...
People of Israel are like, people do a lot of slandering, they like to think, where's the meat, and where's this, and where they're complaining about everything and arguing. So then comes this piece where they sat in the land, and they returned to the evil side, and they came to the truth that says, what did I get from it so far? We didn't see any good in the world. We labored in Torah, and the house is empty, and they never see who will be rewarded and who will get within it, and those who have labored so greatly. And then he comes and says, meaning they need a strong body, like a and a heart like a lion for his request to be like that. The truth, you can really feel it like that.
It's exactly your words.
Well, it's written, yeah, so I'm asking you. You each time tell us, look, it's easy work, what do you want? It's easy. You come in the morning, connect, and that's it. You draw the light and everything's fine. What's okay? Nothing is fine that's happening because I feel like I'm doing the work and I'm not getting anything. And here it's written, the work wears down a person's forces. When do I start to feel that the Torah does not wear me down? When does it happen? After 20 years? 30 years? When?
Under what condition will you feel that the work does not exhaust you?
Exactly, I'm asking you.
Well, you know, you give a person some work, and with it, you give him some reward, some pay. When does he feel that he's getting the pay and he's happy?
When he gets a salary, when he gets some kind of reward.
When he gets a salary, when you give it to him, and he accepts it. But the work is not so important, right?
Right.
The salary covers the effort.
So, you each time tell us, look, from above, there it's like there's a calculation. It's written, penny, another penny makes a great sum.
Yeah.
But we see anything. So how can you tell me on one hand you say the Torah does not wear a person's forces down? And here he says to, on the other hand, you need a strong, to be a hero like a lion because the Torah can truly wear a person's forces down. So what should I believe? It's not that I don't believe you. He writes like this. I'm asking, when do I come to a stage in all this study, after years and years, that I don't feel like the Torah is just fatiguing my forces? I truly feel like I'm completely worn down from all this work.
When you connect to the Creator, and He will show you the way.
What does it mean that I connect to the Creator and He shows me the way?
This, I don't know. Ask him.
No, that's okay. I'm asking, when will I feel that it's going to be easier for me as far as the work and spirituality? When it's hard for me to get up in the morning, it's hard for people to come to the morning lesson every day, to see how many people are falling along the way. When will we receive that strength? What do I need to do to receive the force so it'll be easy for me to wake up in the morning, so it'll be easy to sit for 3 hours, so it'll be easier in life?
Importance. I need to get importance from the friends.
That's the whole thing, to get importance from the friends?
Yes.
And then what?
And then it'll be easy for you to sit in the lesson.
That's the thing?
If you're asking with respect to this.
Bottom line, only importance?
Only importance.
I understood. Thank you.
Ken Gilad.
Yes, Gilad.
I also have
a question like Shaul asked earlier. When the spies come and say that the land is beautiful, it's got good fruit, etc.
Yes.
But we're weak, we're not capable of reaching it. With what glee do they see that the land is beautiful? After all, bestowal is opposite to reception. They need to somewhat be already in some measure of bestowal in order to see that it's beautiful.
You're right. But about the spies, we don't really ask because they're angels.
How can they see that the land is beautiful? If they're in the desire to receive, it will appear almost repulsive to them. And yet they see that it's beautiful, but still there's a certain attitude towards the goal. They say, yes, it's nice, it's beautiful, it's good, but the weakness is mine. I'm not capable of reaching it. So with what clique can they see that it's beautiful?
In their vessel.
So that's already a corrected vessel.
For the angels, yes.
For the spies, yes.
They're angels.
Meaning it's enough
that it's sufficient forces that he can see the greatness of the goal?
Yes.
But still not enough for him to see that he can do it and get there?
It's because a person doesn't have the strength.
אז מה הם בעצם מבקשים? הם אומרים שהם עשו חטא, הם פספסו משהו.
So what are they actually asking? They said they sinned, they missed something. There was some state that was...
They make a person ask for the strength.
והמרגלים לא ביקשו, זה הייתה הטעות או ה...
And the spies didn't ask, that was the mistake that they had to?
No, that precisely these are the forces by which man wants to reveal. These forces, the spies stimulate them, awaken them.
Zichron one.
בוקר טוב רב, המאמר הזה קצת מבלבל אותי.
Good morning, Rav. This article confuses me a little. Seemingly presents the main obstructor, Pharaoh, as the great issue, and my feeling is that actually the big obstructor is Sichon and Og, who say that actually that the land is beautiful, but it's not from our forces. I feel like most of the public, the people of Israel, agreed that the land is good, but it's not from their forces to... They have to kind of give up and not continue the work.
Yes.
It almost connects to our situation today even, but in spiritual work, it feels like the real difficulties. Be like everyone, do, but you're not going to win here. So it's like a clash here. The real danger is to be for 40 years and not reach the land. They always say that that's the case because the enemy is too big.
So what's the question?
The question is, do I understand the article correctly? Is it Pharaoh or Sichon and Og, the first obstructor or the second obstructor?
They are different obstructions. Different obstructions. When do we win? The people of Israel, when do they win?
Only the force of faith.
Through which obstruction?
It is the disturbances to see his true state, that it's him that's not asking enough, that he doesn't believe that the Creator can save him, and that's why he doesn't ask. To see that it's divided here to several levels of faith, several layers of the correct request.
כן.
Yes.
מה שאול?
What שאול?
רב אומר שכל השנאה שיש לגויים נגד עם ישראל.
He says that all the hatred the nations have against Israel is because they're for the Creator.
Yes.
And this really feels relevant. Later he explains why Sichon and Og are who they hate and why they hate. He says about Pharaoh that he, the Creator, is not important in his eyes. That's why he has a hatred to the people of Israel. It's kind of a clash. If they're not important to, only if the Creator is important for them, it should hate them.
Right.
So what's the explanation?
That's the explanation. That the more the Creator is important, the more Israel will be hated. Natural.
It's more important to who? What does it mean that the Creator is important to Pharaoh? Pharaoh's inside of us. What's...
No. I don't know. Within us, not within us. Everything is within us. The fact that... You say it.
It's felt that from the explanation of the nations, I'd say about Sichon and Og, the Creator is more important than to us.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Yes.
So they feel him more than we do.
Yes.
What does that mean? So it's like we're supposed to be, well, does it mean that we're the nation of the Creator?
If we don't reach that level, then we're not his people.
if we don't reach that degree, what's there to hate us?
Even if you're not doing your duty doesn't run away from you.
I mean,
the nations feel the potential that's in the people of Israel more than they do.
Yes. And because, on the one hand, the people of Israel don't do what the Creator wants, on the other hand, if it succeeds, it will go against them.
He also doesn't feel what they want of him.
Yes.
So how can you come with complaints to him?
Tell me more than that. If the people of Israel were attached to their duty and would show it to everyone, and even though it would be, and if it were revealed to everyone, then would they agree with the role of the people of Israel?
Yes, it's written that then they will carry the people of Israel on their shoulders, etc.
But out of which desire? How would they suddenly agree?
According to my understanding, we're blocking the light to the world, and if we become similar to the light, then everything opens up, no?
For the general correction. Well, why can't we, through the general correction, bring down light to the world?
It's like the Creator's not letting us. He doesn't enable the people of Israel to feel their role, to execute it.
In other words, in any case, we must first ask the Creator to be in agreement with us, for us to be in agreement with Him. Okay. We've got here so many. Turkey too.
Good morning, dear Rav, friends. What form or method of prayer can lead a person to faith above reason? How to reach faith above reason?
The illumination that comes to him from above, from the Creator. When a person performs all kinds of, does all kinds of actions against his will in order to get closer to the Creator. And then the Creator gives him this gift. Faith above reason is a gift. It's not like we come to it with our own strength. Okay? All right. Kiev 1.
Yes,
dear Rav, it's written that with the force of faith above reason, it's possible to cancel all the forces in the world. How do we get rid of all the forces in the world with the help of faith above reason?
Faith above reason is such a force that
that's good.
Faith above reason is a force that it is possible to increase, to magnify, only with actions that are above reason. I don't know how to say it.
What does it mean that this force cancels all the other forces in the world?
It is that, indeed, there are no forces in the world that can influence a person then and turn him in another direction if he has the strength of faith above reason. Okay.
Что значит, что мы поднимаемся в эту силу, в веру высшее знание?
What does it mean that we have to equalize this force of faith above reason that it's so powerful?
We reached the level of Bina. Now we have Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. There are two obstructors. One of Pharaoh, which diminishes the importance and greatness of the Creator. And an obstructor of Sichon and Og, that they're diminishing the force of Israel who go towards the goal. If I'm in a state of Pharaoh and I have no importance of the force of the Creator, the goal, why should I turn to him with prayer altogether for him to take me out of that?
Everything is in its place, everything in its own place. You see how many forces there are with respect to which we have to constantly go around. We have to go around that force and this force, etc. So there's not one thing here that I come to jump over and continue.
That's how it. Do I circumvent the force of Pharaoh that controls the relevancy of the Creator altogether? How from that force do I turn to the Creator himself when his importance was kind of negated? There's a paradox the way I'm looking at it.
What does it mean? What, did you cancel the Creator? God forbid.
In the state of Pharaoh. When I was in the state of Pharaoh, who's the Creator that I should turn to him? So if who's the Creator that I should turn to him, how can I even pray to him for him to take me out of it?
Then you really need the Creator. So then you see that the Creator is in front of you. What do you do?
I, in the state of Pharaoh, according to what I understood, is a state that negates the importance and validity of the Creator. Who is he that I should turn to him? So how in such a state do I turn to him for him to take me out of it?
Pharaoh cannot take you out of it.
Not to turn to Pharaoh. I'm saying that when I'm in a state of Pharaoh who negates the force of the Creator or the importance of the Creator, I'm in such a state. How can I even turn to the Creator to take me out of that if I'm in a state of negating?
You cannot turn to the Creator until you come to a state where the people of Israel force Pharaoh to bow his head.
The people of Israel obligate?
Yes.
The people of Israel have the force to do this without the Creator?
Not without the Creator, but with the Creator, the people of Israel are kind of between Pharaoh and the Creator. And it eventually determines who governs.
In its choice to what direction?
Yes.
I understood. Thank you.
Moscow 1.
Dear Rav, friends, the degree of Bina is when we look at the events that are happening without entering into them.
Put it this way.
So we're just touching them, or in the degree of entering the feeling of it?
I don't know how to say it.
You said that it's enough to just touch.
No, I don't know how it was translated to you.
It was at some point.
Mark 4.
Всем благотворной работы. Я очень извиняюсь. Вот суть истины и знаний, да, то есть в обеих суть
essence of truth and knowledge. In truth there is wholeness. In truth there is wholeness. And in knowing there's this investigation, when we're told to go above reason, does it mean to hold on to the wholeness of the action? Do I understand correctly?
Faith above reason is not complete knowledge. It is a special force that elevates a person above his mind, his reason.
Another question with your permission.
Yes.
When we invest forces, we do this in two ways, either annulment or justifying the Creator. We need to do this one after the other, to start with annulment and then move to justification.
This is already a person's choice. This a person chooses.
Toronto 1.
Toronto 1.
Thank you, Rav. In our work in the 10, is it right that we have to overcome the second obstructor first and then overcome the first obstructor next, like unite against Sihon and Og first and then face Pharaoh together with the Creator second?
No. We need to see what is ahead of us and then go against that. This will be more correct. Itawan.
Sono degli ostacoli spirituali che dobbiamo affrontare? Oppure tutto, dobbiamo sempre andare sopra con fede sopra la ragione? Grazie.
That we don't believe enough and feel and feel the Creator. Feel the Creator among these forces.
New York 2.
New York 2.
Thank you, dear Rav. Question from the 10. What does it mean to rise above the disturbances and to specifically rise above? Is there recognizing that the Creator stands behind them and we need to be in joy that He's operating upon us this way and we identify Him?
We cannot be in joy if we don't attain the joy itself. This cannot be. We have to yearn for a connection between us. And out of feeling the connection between us, we have to obtain or come to joy. PT 23, women.
Thank you, Rav. It is written that Pharaoh would see his gvurot and would not return. What are they, and what does it mean that he would not return?
What did you say?
Is written, strengthen his spirit against him. In the beginning, he quotes the Zohar. He would see the Creator's triumphs and not return. What are the heroic things of the Creator, and what does it mean that he did not return?
That means that he still was going against it. And so, what next?
What are the soul strengths of the Creator? What does it mean that he used to see them?
His strengths.
The question is, in our work, does a person have some feeling sometimes that the Creator is really helping him, but he kind of neglects that later and was not reminded by those moments that he did feel that way?
Yes, you can say that. Holland.
Good morning, dear Rav.
Morning.
What gives us actually the force of faith to overcome the obstructors when we don't have the force of faith? And the force of faith is the only force we need to overcome.
If we don't attain the force of faith, so there's nothing to talk about. We need to attain that force. The force of faith is...
How do we get it, Rob?
From above? Only from above. Through prayer. Through praying.
But the obstruction.
Asking, demanding.
No,
actually, thanks to them, we get an increased force of faith.
So what do we do? We are. Let's say that it says it. The only remedy is the force of faith to get above the obstructors.
Yes.
But the obstructors are, yes, they are hindering us to get the force of faith.
But that's in order for us to attain an even higher force of faith. What can you do? If we see disturbances between us, confusion, that someone tossed us from the stairs, that we've only climbed now with our forces, and then again we have to climb that same ladder. So what to do? That's the sons of Israel side from the work, and so on and so on. Such cases. So specifically from the state of despair, we can reach a plea, a cry, the correct plea, and then you get the right help for it. And we succeed.
So then we ask for even more force of faith to come to higher states of faith. And faith gives more faith. So
yes.
The remedy is asking all the time for faith above reason.
Ken.
Yes. Until we reach, until we're completely dependent on the Creator in everything. And then, because we have no more choices, we cry out, and the sons of Israel sighed from the work, and their plea rised above. And if not complete help from the Creator, there was no chance to reach anything from a spiritual degree. It's the final despair. Because they see that with their own forces they can't succeed. Okay.
Thank
next.
You.
Next part.
Radical freedom or Shara Kavanot?
We're
going to go to the next part of the lesson and sing a song.
Yes,
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא נועדה יש עוד אהבה בעולם אותה עוד יגלו כולם רק לפתוח צוהר חם כבר תמצא לה את דרכה לשם היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה רק לך היא רק לך